This is Julie Christie interviewing Nancy Woodward of Cardiff about the storms of June 8 to 11, 2007.
Nancy, you were home at your house in Cardiff when the storm struck.
Yes. Yeah.
What was it like?
Oh, it was pretty scary. Pretty much what happened was I was on the computer on the internet and the power all went out, and so I was like, oh, okay, the power's gone out, and I thought I'll go to bed, and I went to go to bed, and it was really windy, and I didn't notice until I'd actually gone to bed because there was nothing on, no telly or anything. And so I was lying in bed and it was quite windy, and it was a bit scary because I was thinking, I hope the trees out the back don't fall over or anything like that. So it was a bit worrisome. Yeah, so I ended up eventually going to sleep, but it was a bit scary. And the next morning I woke up, I didn't actually realise how much damage had been caused. And I thought, oh yeah, it's just a bit of wind, it's all right, we survived. And I went out the front and I saw that a couple of doors down, my neighbour had actually had their tree come within inches of their property. So, and then I went out the back and I saw that another neighbour's house that had a tree gone down a fence and everything, again very close to coming to a house, and I thought, gosh, we're so lucky we didn't have any damage or anything significant like that. So yeah, it was pretty worrisome on the night, but I didn't realize. And
what was it like the next day?
Well, there was a lot of damage around the neighborhood and everyone was trying to clean up and things like that. We still had no power, the power was still completely out. That was actually my payday, so I was trying to go down and get some money. I walked down to Cardiff and I'd realised just how much damage had been caused, quite a lot. Everything was shut, it was like a ghost town, complete ghost town. The ATMs not even were open, nothing was working, nothing was open. And I was thinking, oh gosh, I hope there's a bus that comes, I hope I've got some change. And I had no change or anything, but luckily I had a bus ticket, so I was able to get the bus to Glendale. I went to Glendale, most of the shops again were all pretty shut, except for Woolworths, you can trust good old Woolworths. And the sign at the front of Woolworths, it just completely, most of it had gone, and you had I think they were SES workers, but I'm not too sure. They were trying to sort of, you know, pull it all down to get rid of it, but it was just, there was lots of people there, and it was very windy still, even down, I mean, Glendale's generally a very windy area, the shopping centre, but it was especially windy. And it made me sort of think, wow, like, again, just how much damage had been caused, because you didn't really think, because I slept through most of it, apart from the wind, you know, in the early evening. I'd slept through most of it, so I didn't realise just how bad it was. And everyone was sort of panicking, trying to get food, and it made me sort of think a bit panicky. And I'm like, what supplies do we need? Lots of water, because I'd recently heard about the floods in, I suppose it was a little while ago, in New Orleans, and I thought they didn't have enough fresh water, so most important, get water. So I bought all this dry food and all this water and all this stuff and bought it home. And I bought a little bit of meat and stuff, and we put it on the barbecue and had a barbecue and everything, so that was good. But I was just panicking that we wouldn't have power for quite a few days, because they were saying it wasn't going to get repaired, no telephone line or anything. Yeah, but I got the bus back home as well. Luckily, the buses were running, so yeah, that was fine. But got home, had dinner, the barbecue, and power went on about, oh gosh, I think around about 9:30 or so. And I was like, yay, but I bought all this junk for nothing. But that was it.
How did you keep in touch with what was going on around the place?
ABC Radio. My parents have it's like a battery operated AM radio, and so that's what we're using. There was nothing else at all we could use. Yeah, my mobile wasn't even working, so nothing at all. Everything was complete out.